And this news update is being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a happy hump day. And let's take a look at your news for this hour. Keith John Finkbeiner has been sentenced in Huron County Circuit Court for two separate cases. In the first, he pled no contest to distributing and promoting child sexual abuse activity and using a computer to commit a crime. For this, Judge Prill sentenced him to 5 years probation and 365 days in the county jail, with credit for 2 days already served. In the second case, Finkbeiner pled guilty to possession of a controlled substance, specifically crack cocaine. This resulted in 18 months probation and 270 days in county jail. Probation conditions include no contact with individuals under the age 17, a ban on sexually stimulating materials and placement on the sex offender registry. He is also prohibited from accessing social media during probation and must undergo substance abuse treatment. Financial penalties were also imposed. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill sentenced James Cameron Hewins for unlawful posting of a message and malicious use of a telecommunication service, charges to which he pled guilty on March 23rd. During the proceedings this week, the court addressed several updates to Mr. Hewins' pre-sentence report. It was confirmed he holds a GED and his current employment was noted, replacing previous job information. Clarifications were also made regarding past employment and a misunderstanding within a victim impact statement. Mr. Hewins' attorney highlighted his client's efforts to maintain employment and responsibility despite facing homelessness and preparing for a child's arrival. The defense also requested work release. The court imposed a 24-month probation period. Conditions include standard conditions as well as a curfew for 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. He's also ordered to have no contact with the victims and must maintain legitimate employment for at least 30 hours weekly. For the unlawful posting charge, Mr. Hewins received 180 days in county jail with credit for 1 day served. For malicious use of telecommunication service, he was sentenced to 6 months in county jail, also with credit for 1 day served, and financial penalties were imposed. He is eligible for work release and other programs are permitted, subject to the Sheriff's Department's policies. Michigan officials are using Medicaid Fraud Prevention Week to remind residents that scams targeting older adults remain a growing concern. The awareness campaign, running through June 5th, brings together the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Insurance and Financial Services, and the Attorney General's Office to encourage Medicare beneficiaries and their families to stay alert for fraud and abuse. State officials say scammers often seek personal information such as Medicare or Social Security numbers through unsolicited phone calls, online contacts, or door-to-door solicitations. Residents are urged to review Medicare statements regularly, verify medical services, and equipment billed in their name and report suspicious activity promptly. Officials also encourage caregivers and family members to watch for unexpected medical supplies arriving at a beneficiary's home and to help loved ones monitor their Medicare records. Michigan Senior Medicare Protocol or Patrol Program is available to assist beneficiaries, families, and caregivers in identifying and reporting suspected fraud. Residents who believe that they may be victims of Medicare-related scams can contact the Senior Medicare Patrol, the Michigan Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team, or the Department of Insurance and Financial Services for assistance. State agencies say increased awareness and early reporting remain among the most effective tools for preventing Medicare fraud and protecting healthcare resources. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with more news. The White House has issued a sweeping new executive order aimed at overhauling the nation's cyber defenses through artificial intelligence. The directive prioritizes the protection of civilian federal information systems and critical private infrastructure against escalating external digital threats. Administrative officials say the policy relies on a collaborative approach with tech developers rather than heavy-reaching regulations. A central piece of the order establishes a new national AI cybersecurity clearinghouse to detect and patch software vulnerabilities at a rapid scale. The Justice Department has also been directed to aggressively ramp up federal criminal prosecutions against any hostile actors utilizing AI agents to unlawfully breach private or public databases. And Russian forces have launched one of the most intense aerial bombardments of the conflict, firing dozens of advanced cruise and ballistic missiles alongside hundreds of long-range attack drones. The overnight strikes heavily targeted civilian and energy infrastructure in Kyiv, leaving multiple residents' districts without power or water. The Ukrainian officials report at least 22 civilian casualties and over 100 injuries following the waves of attacks. In response, Ukrainian defense forces executed retaliatory long-range drone strikes hitting a major oil refinery in southern Russia, causing a significant industrial blaze. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Hey And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance. Wishing you all have a great hump day.